Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Hello, everyone, and happy Thanksgiving and happy Thursday. You may notice I do not quite sound like myself. Well, that's because I ended up with a really, really interesting cold. So today I'm going to be getting some extra help by our very own producer, Kaina, who's going to be coming on the air in a little bit and helping me with some information that she's going to be sharing. So for our friends down in the L.A. area, what I'm going to say is today, for this episode, we're not going to be doing call-ins. One, I barely got the voice I've got. And basically, we're just going to kind of give everybody the day off. So the chat room can be open during the show. And afterwards, I will not be going on to the chat. I will probably be going and laying down. So with the help of some cold medicine and some warm salt water gargling, we will go on through. So today, what we're going to be talking about is giving thanks for overlooked blessings. One of the blessings that come right to the top of my head that we often don't think about is how well our bodies work for us when everything's going pretty good. We don't even have to think about it. We don't have to be aware of discomfort or of our breathing rate or our heartbeat. The body does an amazing job of taking care of all of that. And when you have a point when something is not working right, you learn to be tremendously grateful for those little things you don't think about, like being able to breathe through your nose or being able to take a breath and not cough. So kind of put that on your list of things that, you know, you can really appreciate, even if your day is not going well, if you're feeling kind of stressed out, if you can, you know, when we talk about taking a deep breath to you know, calm yourself, and someone once said it's like a bubble bath for the brain, taking a nice deep breath. If you can do that, because there is a lot of people, you know, who are out there who can't do that easily. There are folks who can't get up and walk across the room without having to actually think, okay, how am I going to do that? Or, you know, opening a jar. So really, it's being grateful for those little things that do every single day without even really thinking about it. And yet, we're able to. And that is a huge, huge gratitude piece. So, you know, if you're plagued with something like arthritis or with illness, you know, really serious chronic illness, you know, I mean, God bless you, you know, just my heart goes out to you. And, you know, I hold that, you know, everything is going to be okay and that you have as much comfort as you possibly can. And it really helps to remind all of us that I'm pretty sure everybody knows somebody who's dealing with challenges. So just, you know, reach out to them, because that's another one of the things that is one of our overlooked blessings, is the idea that there are people in our lives that really mean a lot to us. But often, you know, it's, oh, yeah, I keep telling myself I've got to give this person a call, or, gee, I wonder what this person is doing. And if they mean a lot to you, if they've done something to support you and to help you in the past, then, you know, reach out. Let them know. Let them hear from you how much they mean to you. just, it's someone who just every day does something to make your life a little bit easier. You know, maybe it's, you know, someone who usually, you know, if you have a building and there's an elevator, whenever that person is there, they hold the elevator for you. Blessings like that, that when we get wrapped up in our lives, we overlook them. You know, the fact that, you know, for those who have a home and, you know, and who are enjoying a Thanksgiving dinner with family and friends, or who are, you know, who have somebody there who cares about them. There's a lot of folks who don't. There's a lot of folks who feel very isolated. And this is not about anybody feeling bad for the blessings that they have. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having a home. And the reality is there are folks that are out there hungry who don't have a home. The trick is to be able to not only appreciate the blessings we have, but do whatever it is that we can to pass those along. And it is so easy, gentle to be able to choose one little thing that you can do, because blessings are at their best when they're passed along. Someone has been a blessing to you, be a blessing to somebody else. Look in on an elderly neighbor, or even, you know, or contribute to, pick a charity that means a lot to you and contribute to it and be able to be a part of, well, basically to be a part of the solution. So when you look at the opportunities that are around you to pass along the blessings that you have. Like I said, right now, you know, I seriously, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, it's like, you know what, I need to donate to charities that support people with respiratory problems, because even though in a few days I'm going to be feeling much better, there's a lot of people who in a few days maybe they're not going to be feeling better. And even if I teeny tiny glimpse just for a short time as to what they're going through, to realize, one, how blessed I am that, you know, a cold does pass, but to be able to pass that blessing on and to support charities and organizations that take care of folks who are going through this and, you know, have to be able to live with it. So it is, you know, it doesn't have to be a big thing. It doesn't have to be a big expensive thing. Cost absolutely nothing just to go out and smile at someone. If anybody has ever smiled at you and just said, hey, how you doing, you know, you have a good day, passing that along is being able to make this world a gentler and better place. Even if it doesn't seem like a big deal, believe me, it can be a big deal. Now, one of the other blessings that a lot of people have in their lives are pets. And the thing is that when we have pets, in some ways they can be sometimes the center of our universe, and in the other times, especially when you come home and maybe there's an accident on the floor or some cherished possession has been dismantled and torn apart while you were gone just because they got bored, sometimes, you know, they sort of become that invisible support around us, or they're underfoot. But pets can mean the world to us. I've blessed to have some wonderful pets in my life. Periodically during this, you're going to hear me blow my nose and cough or something, so please bear with me. But when we talk about pets in our lives, and especially for those folks really don't have anything else, and, you know, these special little spirits as if we never did anything wrong. I mean, there were days that, you know, I would come home and, you know, I'm just beating myself up. You're the greatest. You're wonderful. I'm so glad you're home. I missed you. And, you know, there's an old saying, I wish I were the person that my dog thinks I am. So the idea of really, you know, having that close relationship, you know, letting our pets know that, they mean the world to us. I mean, not the same way of a human, but, you know, go out for a walk, throw a ball, you know, get a cat toy or, you know, have fun with, or maybe it's a bird or maybe it's a lizard. Whatever it is that you have, remember how precious that is. And, you know, and sometimes, you know, that gets really hard because one of the aspects of owning a pet is occasionally, you know, we lose them. And, you know, sometimes that's because, you know, maybe, you know, you lost your living situation. You had to move somewhere where there's no, the pet can't be with you. Or maybe the pet passes away. And there is just so little this harp as having to, you know, to the being maybe that gave you absolutely that supported you, that always saw the best in you. If you live a very solitary life, maybe that is the only really strong relationship you have. When that goes, it is really, really hard. So be able to, you know, kind of move through, you know, the blessings that come with those special relationships, you know, whether it be, you know, with a pet or a friend. Everything has a life cycle. And sometimes, you know, those relationships end up for whatever reason ending. And the people that were very close to my life, they're not part of my life anymore. And, you know, and that really, you know, hurt for a long time. But then you move on and you thank them for all the gifts that they gave you. And you appreciate all the good times. And then you take the tools that you gained with them and move forward. So it really is an exciting way of being to be able to release in your own good time and gently and then move forward to something new and exciting. You know, every relationship had a beginning. And it's important to, you know, if you experience huge love with one being in your life, to be able to take the gift of that love and share it again. And, you know, be able to move forward. That's an important thing. That's one of the biggest blessings that pets give us, is the ability to be able to share that love again. And in that vein, one of the things that most, you know, most of you may not know about Kina is that she is an amazingly giving person when it comes to our, not just our four-legged friends, but friends with feathers and shells and who slither and bark and all of that. And it really is, you know, a wonderful thing that she does. She helps with rescue organizations, and she fosters pets or something that we are so grateful for. And occasionally, when the need, or, you know, bring a new pet into our lives, or, you know, or we're looking for a pet for the first time, maybe it's a family, you know, or, you know, whatever situation, that we have people who to, you know, help us navigate that, and, you know, to give a home to an animal that needs it. And I thought that, especially since speaking is very difficult for me today, that I would bring in Kina, and that she could be able to maybe give some insight, whether it's the fact that you're looking for it or whether it's the fact that you would maybe like to provide a foster home for animals that are waiting for their permanent loving homes. So are you there, Kina? Kina, hello. Okay, she may be, because I know she's over at her house trying to get herself all settled up. So either that or maybe she's in the chat room. So we will get her on the air. And the interesting part about, you know, the idea of, you know, people who are fostering, people who are opening up their homes and their, you know, their worlds, their personal worlds, animals, more than likely, you know, they wouldn't survive, especially at this time of the year. Another way that you sense of blessing by moving it forward is to go to one of the shelters and to be able to share with animals in a shelter that you can donate blankets, you can donate if you had items that, you know, were a part of your family, cages, crates, things like that, that would be able to, that you would be able to bring in. So, you know, and there's a lot of both large and small organizations that, you know, that can be able to help with that. So I'm still not quite sure where producer Kina is. I'm hoping that she shows up at some point. I think I pushed the right button. So, well, anyway, we'll get back to the episode. So one of the things that I really think of as also overlooked blessings are the idea that, you know, sometimes things happen to us and it really does not feel like a blessing. It does not feel like any good can come from it. And when we look at the idea of, you know, what it is that we even define as a blessing, it can, you know, that can vary for a lot of people. Some may consider a blessing a huge windfall that is able to get you where you want to be and, you know, $1 million lottery win. Yeah, I would agree that that would be a blessing. But sometimes a blessing can also be, you know, a smile from a stranger. A blessing can be a nickel on the sidewalk. A blessing can be someone letting you in and giving you an opportunity to, you know, like merge in traffic. So, let's see, Kina, are you there? Oh, well, not yet.
Hey!
Yeah, there you are. Hello. Have we got you?
Hello?
Are we experiencing technical difficulties?
I think so.
Okay. All right. Well, for those of you who have never heard her, or if you've ever called in, you've heard her, but so kind of I was telling them about fostering. So how did you get into fostering? Hello? I am not quite hearing what is being said or if anything is being said. Let's see. Kina, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. I hear you. You seem to be blanking out. Hello?
Okay,
well, apparently, this is just going to be strange.
I promise. Cat did not walk across my keyboard.
Let's see. All righty. I'm seeing a call 946 number. Is that you, Kina?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Ah, yes. Hold on. Let me. Okay. Are you there? Okay. I'm going to mute the cell phone number and the 946 number. Can you hear me?
Hi, I can hear you.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Oh, great.
Fascinating. So, have to call in on the house phone.
So, anyway, everybody, thank you for me. This is kind of, so kind of what got you into fostering animals?
Well, the first time we adopted an animal, it had been fostered. And I realized that they were calm and much better socialized. The animals that are in cages are kind of freaked out. And, well, that makes sense. They're in jail. They're scared. And the ones that have been fostered, have been in a home, are friendly and much easier to bring into your home and integrate into your family. And when I had space and the ability to do it, I started fostering so that I could do the same thing that somebody had done for me.
Okay. So what's involved in being a first someone who fosters animals?
What's involved in being a foster?
Yes.
Well, that would depend on what organization you're fostering with. Generally speaking, the animal becomes part of your family temporarily until they find their own home. Some organizations have an awful lot of donations, and they can help pay for food and things like that. Some not so much, and the foster ends up paying for the food, but that's what you contribute to the future good of the animal. In the case of the kittens, we're saving their little lives because the shelters are overfull and they don't have the ability to take care of, particularly the tiny ones that aren't weaned yet and don't have a mama. And unfortunately, they just put them down because they can't take care of them.
So if somebody is considering, you know, wanting to, you know, be a foster parent, really, to some of these animals, say, what would be the types of things that you would suggest that they consider as, you know, to be able to decide whether or not their home is appropriate?
Well, you need to talk to the foster organization. Some organizations will want you to keep your animals completely separate from the foster animals. So if you have pets of your own, they don't want them commingling. That's mostly, for the good of your own animals, so that there's no chance that the fosters bring in fleas or a disease that your animals don't have. The downside to that is that they're not socialized with other animals. They're just by themselves. So for that, you would need to have, you know, for a dog, a kennel space or 2 yards or something like that. For a cat, you would need a room that you're not using that you could dedicate to the cat or kittens or cats. Some organizations want the animals to be free as part of your family. So then the considerations are, how friendly are your own animals? Is your dog going to appreciate sharing their yard with another dog? Are your cats going to appreciate sharing a house with other cats? Or is there going to be all-out war? And if there are difficulties, are you willing to work through it with them, or are you going to throw in the towel?
So what would you say that you've gained out of being a foster home?
Oh, golly. We get to spend time with a series of little teeny kittens as they are learning about the world. They're exploring, they're learning how to play, they're discovering they've got tails. You know, all of the really cute baby stuff over and over and over again. And then we get to turn them over to a loving house. The organization that I work with, I meet the adoptive family. So I get to have some input in where they are placed. And I know that each of these babies that I have loved and taken care of and watched learn that no matter how hard they chase it, that furry snake is going to remain attached to their butt. I know that they're going to a really good home, and I get to watch these families see these babies and their faces light up, and it's marvelous.
That's wonderful.
It really is.
So if somebody is looking to adopt a foster animal, are there any suggestions that you have for, you know, how to find the right animal for you?
Well, if you're working with an organization that will allow you to do that, for instance, the lab rescue that I work with, the Central California Labrador Retriever Rescue, that's cc-labrescue.org, they will tell you what the temperament of the animal is, and they will help you find one that will fit into your family. And you can, you know, meet the dog, play with the dog, get to know the dog before you decide that you're adopting the dog. With the kittens, well, same thing. If they're in a foster home, if you have the opportunity to talk to the foster family, they will tell you things like, this animal is not, you know, some of the cats are not real fond of being picked up and restrained. Some cats will drop anything, including food, for a chance to play. And the foster family will tell you what the personality of the cat is. So, you know, if you want one that can entertain itself, I have one ready to be adopted right now. If you want one that is much more interested in being right by you and, you know, a Velcro cat, I got one of those too. I've got some little ones coming up. One is very brave and is an absolute daredevil, and one wants to cuddle with you and be sweet. So I can tell you the personalities of the animals that I'm raising, and you can choose what kind of personality you want, which is much better than, like, getting an animal from a box on the street. You know, somebody's giving
you
away
what?
In the parking lot of Safeway.
Yeah. In the couple of minutes that we have left, why don't you give that contact information again for the websites if people are interested? Because, you know, our homeless animals and those who are being fostered, they're in loving homes, but those aren't their loving permanent homes, at least not usually. So being able to, you know, give a home to one of these animals, that is probably the best demonstration of an overlooked blessing, to be able to share your home with them. You know, I strongly encourage adoption. So, Connie, can you give us those contact websites once again?
Oh, okay. The lab rescue that I work with is Central California Labrador Retriever Rescue. That's cc-labrescue.org. And the little kittens that I have here, I'm fostering for Bitten by a Kitten, which does not currently have a formal web page, but we are on Facebook. If you go look for Bitten by a Kitten, you will find us and you will find our kittens as they are available to adopt, and also contact information for, you know, how to contact the director, how to adopt a cat. They're also on Pet Finder.
Okay. So, and if you missed that, or if you want more information or would like to contact, you know, get a hold of Kina and ask her about anything, you can reach us both through Healing House Radio at the-healing-house.com. And you can email us, and you can find out more. You can also contact us through my website at www.the-healing-house.com. Well, thank you for coming in and helping spare my voice a little bit, Kina. And, hey, you know, blessings to your family. And thank you so much for all that you do, and, you know, that I'm very grateful for. So thank you for me. Wow, in this rather bizarre episode, but blessings, happiest of days, and thanksgivings to all of you. We'll be back again next week, next Thursday, and I'm sure I'll be speaking a little bit better. All righty, everyone, take care and blessings.
Bye-bye.